One moment, sir.
Taylor?
What's secretary?
Hello?
One moment, sir.
Hello?
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 Yeah.
Bob McNamara, Mr. President.
Yeah. Yeah.
You may be asked at your news conference shortly about an article that appears on the front page of the New York Times this morning under the byline of Hanson Baldwin. It says, in the headline, New Soviet ICBM Lengthens Range. Accuracy Believed Greater May Be in Production. Now, this is a weapon that is probably under development. We don't know whether it's in production. It may well be. The article itself is a very serious violation of security, but apart from that, which I don't think you would want to comment on, it is probably reasonably accurate. It does not, however, indicate that the Soviet is taking a step ahead of us. And the article itself states, and I want to quote this sentence so that you may be able to quote it and reply to the question. The article states that the Soviet's missile development program is a much smaller program which trails the United States in the development of intercontinental missiles. And later in the article, it gives figures as to the number of Soviet missiles and the number of U.S. missiles. It says the Soviet has 100 to 150 ICBMs and the U.S. over 800. Now, Baldwin is understating the Soviets a little bit, but the fact is we have a 4-to-1 advantage, and there isn't any way that their missiles can destroy ours when we've got 4 times as many as they have.
Is this ICBMs?
ICBMs.
Or all missiles?
ICBMs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You may like to read the article before your conference and then note the point.
Now, what do we say about it?
Well, I would simply say that the article itself points out that the Soviets' missile program is a much smaller program than ours. And secondly, the article points out that the Soviet's missile development program trails the United States' missile development program of intercontinental missiles. And thirdly, the article points out that we have an advantage of 4 or 5 times to 1 the number of ICBMs versus Soviet.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you.
And am I concerned at all about this new announcement or development?
No, not at all. We have underway, and we have previously reported to our public, what is known as the Minuteman II, which is a great step forward in payload, accuracy, and range versus the Minuteman I, and the Congress has already appropriated funds for the deployment of Minuteman II, which will start deployment next year.
Now, what do we have that compares with what they anticipate this would be? Do we have superior or equal?
I try to stay away from that if you can. The answer is we have everything we need to take care of it. We're depending on a different approach. We're depending on large numbers of highly accurate missiles. This looks to be a large warhead missile of which they will probably have small numbers. But we frankly don't know enough about what this is yet to say, other than that we've got them boxed in every conceivable way.
Where did Baldwin get his information?
A very serious breach of security, Mr. President, which is the second or third that we have charged against him, the last one of which was so serious and was exactly the same kind. It was so serious I asked President Kennedy for permission to put the FBI on it, which I did, and we got absolutely nowhere. J. Edgar Hoover prepared a couple of inch thick report, and it talked to hundreds of people. We never did find out who leaked the information. As a matter of fact, went so far as to put a phone tap on, frankly. But Baldwin is very sensitive on what I did to check up on him before, and there's an editorial in the New York Times this morning that alludes to my previous FBI check on him. But I'm going to talk to the chiefs and the service secretaries Monday morning, and we're going to put another check on here. Now, I don't know for sure this came out of defense, but it's because the report of this missile has been circulated to a limited number of individuals in state defense and CIA, but it came out of one of our places, and there's absolutely no excuse for it.
So what we say is that our development program is ahead of theirs. Theirs is much smaller.
Yeah.
That we have four times as many.
Right.
And what? What else?
And that we have the new Minuteman II missile, which Congress has appropriated funds for, and which will be deployed next year.
And, well, they say, what is that? What?
That's as different from Minuteman I as the B-52 is to the
B-52. Well, but how does it come? Why do we mention it in this connection?
Because it's a major step forward in range, payload, and accuracy.
And how does it compare with this?
Well, we know so damn little about this, frankly, that you can't really compare it. I am positive its accuracy is greater. The Soviet Union up to date has depended upon liquid-fueled missiles, which are much less flexible and much less desirable than solid-fueled missiles. All of our earlier missiles, Atlas and Titan, for example, were liquid fuel. We have moved away from liquid fuel to solid fuel. We think that this new Soviet missile is still liquid fueled, which means that it's less advanced than ours. But I wouldn't get into too detailed a consideration of this because, quite frankly, we don't know enough about it. The article itself is not a bad article, except in the impression it gives. If you read it carefully, it's a pretty reliable article.
What do we say about this, the Russians firing on a ship? We made the appropriate representations. That wheat ship, you know, is unloaded.
Oh, yes. We made the appropriate representations on that.
Did we say any more?
No, I wouldn't say any more.
Do you know any other news?
No, sir. Well, we've given two or three items to George Reedy.
Are you going to be there this weekend?
Oh, yes. I'll be here all weekend.
Okay.
Thanks.